Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing, it's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Towards your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart, align your purpose, everything
all
that feels
gorgeous.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you so much for joining me, whether you're listening live now or if you listen to the replay later on. You are listening to Cynthia Fontaine, Transforming Your Life. I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so happy for you to join me. This is sort of a last-minute show. If those of you who follow me on Facebook and on Twitter probably know that I have a schedule conflict now on Thursdays because I am in a certification program with Colette Baron Reed, and that is four classes a week, and the nights change. However, some of the times that I'm in class are on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock when I am usually on the radio. So I will be broadcasting on Sundays at noon, so listen for me then. And so this week I think I'm going to be doing two shows. So how about that? Lucky you. I actually didn't really plan today's show, so it's going to be off the cuff. So I hope that you will be patient and bear with me on that for sure. So we just went through a whole big time period of a lot of challenges and adversity with the Cardinal Grand Cross, that we're just now coming out of that energy. And we are in the process or in the element now or elements of creating and new things happening. This month is a really good month to get new projects going. It's also this whole month is really important on an astrological point of view to be accepting of other people's views and values. So what does that mean? Well, let's start with what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that you have to change your views or values by accepting another's. But what it does mean is you try to perhaps see things from their point of view. Also, to be tolerant of what other people believe. That being said, again, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. It doesn't mean that you have to adopt it. It doesn't even necessarily mean that you have to be friends with these people. For example, if someone believed in worshiping evil, that may not be someone who you want to really be connected with. That's totally up to you. However, if you're listening to this show, chances are that's not any place near where you want to go. So think about that and really give that some thought. Are you open to other people's points of view, even though they may be different than your own? You know, with over 7 billion people on the planet right now, there are a lot of viewpoints out there. There are a lot of different values that people embrace out there. There are lots of different ways of life, different types of religion. You know, there's no wrong way. There's no bad way. Whatever is right for you is right for you. That being said, because someone may be doing something differently, doesn't make them wrong or bad either. It's a total choice. And I say this even for people who choose to live in a way that is not of the light. It's their choice. Does it impact us all? Well, I believe that, yes, on some level it does, because we are all connected in the divine matrix, the divine web, the quantum field, whatever it is that you want to call it. When you look at science, science calls it all of those things, really. And, you know, it's wonderful that science now is proving that this invisible, or what we thought was invisible, fabric or web really does exist out there. The Buddhists for many, many, many thousands of years have talked about this and how that we are all connected, and not only just as humans, but all any living thing on the earth, and even things that appear to us not to have a life force, such as rocks. when you look into Native cultures, they honor even rocks, and they consider rocks to be the grandfathers, the wise ones. The rocks, the stones hold wisdom, just like the trees and Mother Earth. And when you learn to commune with nature and be open to receiving that everything has a life force, you may be surprised to find one day that you can begin to feel the life force with the rock, with the tree, with the flowers, with the dirt. And something to really think about, if you are a homeowner or if you, you know, live in a place that you rent where you may have a garden or you have a lawn, what are you putting on your lawn? What are you putting in the garden? Are you covering it with chemicals? Are you mixing chemicals into the ground? How would you feel if someone took, well, use Roundup as an example, because that's a very popular weed killer. How would you feel if somebody took Roundup and sprayed you with it? If you can change your perspective and put yourself into becoming the grass, the blade of grass, or the garden, just as if it was a human living being, because it is a living life force. How would you feel if somebody covered you with chemicals? And if your mind can't grasp that, in general, what is your overall feeling about chemicals on the earth, chemicals on your food? When we look at the cancer rates across the country of the United States and around the world, you know, they have found some very helpful treatments for lots of different kinds of cancers. Some people feel that they're on the brink of curing some kinds of cancers. That being said, when you look at the vast numbers of people every day who are diagnosed with cancer, if we were to take the population and percentage-wise today compared to, say, 1945, the cancer rate, on a percentage basis, I think you would find that there's a big difference between now and then, before all the chemicals were being applied to our food, before we were applying all kinds of pesticides and weed killers to our lawns. And that water washes when it rains, it washes right into our water supplies. And then we have all those chemicals in our drinking water. So it's really something to think about, because when you honor yourself and you honor others and you hold life in a valuable state, then you will choose differently. For example, the home where I live, I've had this home for 14 and a half years, and there has not been a chemical sprayed anywhere in the proximity of my yard in 14 and a half years. Not on the gardens. There's no Miracle-Gro or anything like that. My grandfather was a very, very incredible gardener, and he worked for Mrs. Firestone, who was the owner of Firestone Tire, which you're probably familiar with. They've been around for, you know, decades and decades. And he did lots of gardening for Mrs. Firestone. And prior to Mrs. Firestone, he worked for Mrs. Young, and he worked, that was the Campbell Soup Company. And Mrs. Young's philosophy was never to spray any kind of chemicals on the flowers or on the garden, and that my grandfather was to plant enough food, enough whatever, you know, they were growing at the time, for Mrs. Young and for the animals. There was not to be any kind of animal repellent or any kind of chemicals to be applied on any of her properties. And he was very successful in what he grew. And there was always plenty for the Young estate, and there was always plenty for the animals who frequented the Young estate. So what are you valuing in your life? Are you open to looking at different things that you haven't explored? Are you open to think about changing some of the things that you put into your body? Becoming more diverse, perhaps choosing a wider variety of types of foods. One thing I think that made a real difference before we had the massive transportation available that we have now is people ate food locally according to season. And now we have foods trucked in from all around the world or shipped in, flown in, boated in, and we have available to us foods all year long that aren't native to the lands where we live. Well, for those foods to travel for such length and to be edible when we purchase them in the supermarket, they have to put tons of chemicals and pesticides on these foods, and then you're putting them in your body. So when you start to walk this walk, the walk of holistic health, the walk of raising your vibration, and even if it's just for yourself, it doesn't have to be one where you're on the radio like me. You don't have to have clients. But when you care enough about yourself and about the earth and about your families, you will make differences and you will change. You will change your thinking and your how you do things. And you will also be more open to learning new things. 20 years ago, I could have never imagined that I would have studied the things that I have studied to this point. For example, a few years back, I was studying quantum physics. And Ryan, who was my youngest child, who at the time, I can't remember if that was the senior year of high school or the freshman year of college when I was into the quantum physics. And to Ryan's amazement, because I did not do well in high school. I didn't like to be at school. I didn't really understand how to protect myself from other people's energies. And you remember what it was like to be in high school. It was awful. All the hormones and testosterone flying and everything. And, you know, a lot of people who you encountered in high school weren't always that nice. Everybody was trying to just sort of fit in and do their thing. And so if you were able to find a niche where you had some good friends who were nice, then you were lucky. So, but when you look at that and think about that time, I totally just lost my train of thought. I am so sorry. Oh my God. I was so deep into it, and then because when I channel, the information is really not coming from me. It's being downloaded to me, and it channels out. And I totally got out of my meditative mindset for a moment here, and I totally lost where I was going. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so when you, again, you know, talking about vibration, talking about walking a new path, talking about opening up to new ideas and new ways of doing things, there is so much out there that you can just explore and open up with this. And when you open up to the idea of thinking about other people and thinking about other people's values, what other people believe, again, whether it's religion or things like that, it's a good thing. It's a positive thing to be open to listening, because I believe that we can learn from each other. I believe that when we look at all the major religions, when we look at the basis, the core things that hold the religion together, they're basically all the same. You know, it's all the nonsense that's been added on over the hundreds and thousands of years that gets complicated. You know, when you think about it, we're all humans. Although some people believe there are alien race here, and there may be. Who am I to say? But we're in the human form, we'll say that, because I have some friends who may be listening who are very connected to the alien thought and alien race idea. So, and that's cool. I love talking to them about that. They have a concept, or they have they can grasp something that I'm not quite able to grasp yet, although I totally believe that we are not alone on this planet or in this universe. I mean, how could we be? The universe, the galaxies are just go on and on forever and ever. So you're going to hear some background noise because Ryan is home from college for the summer. Yay, I'm so glad about that. And Alice, of course, is here, my brother James's dog, who now lives with me and Ryan. And they've just come in from a walk, so you may hear Alice give a little bark once in a while. She likes to say hi. So please excuse any background noise. So where are you in your life, in your thinking? Can you think about accepting other people for their differences without losing your core individual self? So again, if someone really is doing something that, you know, you just can't support, then that's okay. But agree to disagree and walk away. Just walk away. And then put your energy and your thought into what you do want. So listen to what your truth is. Listen to what really makes you tick. Listen to what makes sense and resonates with you. And if something doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. That's okay. I've had things where, and I'll use Abraham as an example. For those of you who aren't maybe unfamiliar with Abraham, Esther and Jerry Hicks have channeled these beings called Abraham for many, many years. Jerry has passed away, I think, last year sometime. But Esther is still with Hay House and is traveling, and she's working with Wayne Dyer now. And the two of them are still delivering messages from Abraham. And many, many years ago, oh, my goodness, it's probably, it's got to be over 15 years ago, I guess, I had a friend who is a acupuncturist, and she and another woman that she introduced me to were into this Abraham stuff, and they had given me a book, and they had given me some tape, and I think I might have listened to one of the tapes, and I looked at one of the books, and it just didn't really seem to click with me, it just didn't resonate, and I put it aside. And then many years later, one day, I think I was listening to Hay House Radio, and they were talking about Abraham. And I thought, Abraham, boy, that sounds familiar. And I'm like, hold on a minute. I think I have something about Abraham here somewhere. And I start going through my bookcase. Well, I have many bookcases. I love books. So I start going through the bookcases, and all of a sudden I pluck this book out, Abraham Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks. And I thought, wow, look at that. Here it's been all these years. I had forgotten about it. And I started reading that book. And I think I finished it in one day. I could not put the book down. And then I said, oh, you know, I think I have some cassette tapes here somewhere of Abraham. And I dug those out. And then I could not get enough information about Abraham. I went to the bookstore and I bought books. And, you know, I still very much am in tune with Esther Hicks and Abraham. And, you know, listen to her often. But 20 years ago, I just wasn't there. I wasn't ready for the information. And to me, it was all sort of Greek in a way. Opened to information when it comes, even if it doesn't make sense to you right now. Don't just totally throw it in the waste bin. You know, think, well, doesn't make sense to me right now. I don't think I really subscribe to this at the moment, but I'm going to put it on the shelf and see what happens and see where it goes. You never know. I mean, Abraham has been a big part of my life now for at least the last 5 or 6 years. And Ryan is very much into the Abraham works. You know, and often when you get into something like this, whether it's Abraham or Wayne Dyer or Denise Lynn or, you know, any of us out there who are doing this kind of work, it will open the doors to more of this kind of work and new people opening up. For example, for me, as long as I've been doing this, there are still always new things coming into my life. For example, Michael J. Chase, who is a Hay House author, and he has a brand new radio show on Hay House at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I believe it's Eastern Standard Time, on Hay House Radio on Fridays. So that's tomorrow. So if you're available and free, check out his radio show. And Michael, interesting, I met through my coach and friend, Susan T. Mullen, who's been on the show many times. For my regular listeners know, they love to have Susan on. And Michael has an organization called the Kindness Center in Biddeford, Maine. And he has totally changed his life in the last 7 years. He's a professional photographer, and he decided that after his father committed suicide, he realized that something had to change. He realized that he hadn't always been a kind person, and he was not a kind person. And he now promotes kindness. So you never know where something is going to lead you. And it doesn't have to be something so dramatic in your life as someone close to you committing suicide. But oftentimes, it's the big events that propel us into looking for something bigger than we are. Most of us go through life, you know, on a daily basis. We go to work if you work outside the home. You come home. You get the meals together if you're a homemaker. Maybe you get the kids ready. You might have to do some housework or some, you may bring paperwork home from work that you need to do. And then many Americans turn on the TV and sit mindlessly in front of it, oftentimes even falling asleep before going to bed, and then get up the next day and start all over again. Well, I turned off the TV many years ago. I have lost count. After 10, I stopped counting. And it was funny, when the TVs all went to digital a few years back, we had a TV that had turn knobs. And Ryan realized that we weren't going to be able to watch the Macy's Day Parade because we didn't have a TV that could pick up the channel anymore. So after hearing this for weeks and weeks, I finally went out and bought a TV just so Ryan could watch the Macy's Day Parade. And then Ryan decided he got an invitation to go play polo and went to play polo Thanksgiving morning and didn't watch the parade anyway. And the funny thing is, as it turns out, the TV, even though it's supposed to pick up the digital stations, it does not get this one station that the parade is broadcast on. So we have never been able to watch it anyway. So isn't that funny? So, but think about, really think about what, if you're listening to the show again, you probably are already well into your journey of changing your life. Or maybe if you're new to listening to the show, you could just be at the beginning of this whole holistic, I'll call it holistic thinking, because really we are whole, it's what makes us whole, what makes us, you know, whole as a person. And so very often I'll hear, you know, from women particularly, where maybe they're not completely fulfilled in their relationships with their husbands or their boyfriends or whatever, if they've been in a relationship for a long time. And they, when I we get into it, oftentimes they are counting on their partner to be their 100% everything. When we look at history and we look at cultures, and even here in the United States, if we go back 150 years or so, the women often would work together during the day while the men were out hunting or whatever. And the women had community, and the women talked to each other, the women leaned on each other, and it's been that way throughout civilization for thousands of years. And now in the Western world, in the civilized world as we call it, although I'm really starting to wonder how civilized we really are and how civilized our thinking really is, because it seems backwards now. So women out there are going, well, you know, he's not this. I try to talk to him. He comes home from work and he won't listen. He goes off in his man cave or whatever. Well, men typically can do about 10 minutes of listening to us blab when they come home from work, and that's about the maximum. And I'm not saying don't ever have a conversation with your partner, because of course, it's so important to have the communication open. But what so many of us do is we want to talk about our day. We want to talk about what went wrong. Many women, not necessarily what went right, and if you do talk about what went right, good for you. That's fantastic. But, you know, men's brains are hardwired differently. And that's a scientific fact. I may have just made that word up, but I'm not sure. But I like it, so we're keeping it. So think about this, girls. If your guy is out working and you've spent the day in the house, if you're a homemaker, or even if you spent the day at the office and it's a place where maybe you don't have other people to socialize with, then, or if you don't go out with your girlfriends once a week or even once a month, think about this, because we put so much pressure on our guys now to be everything to us. This is a big part of why women are so unhappy and why it's not working. And not to say, you know, taking any responsibility from the guys, because they have to take part of it too. And, you know, the good thing is we're all evolving, and we're seeing so many men evolve these days as well, which is a fantastic thing. We have so many more men that are open to thinking about, listening to, doing things in a different way. You know, it's really rather interesting for me, because oftentimes over the years, I have been hesitant on the dating scene when guys, you know, gets down to, well, what do you do? You know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it was all fine and dandy when I delivered mail for 26 years and worked for the government. Everybody thought, oh, cool, you know, that's great, nice steady job, whatever. But when I would say, well, I'm an intuitive psychic medium, many of the guys you could see sort of didn't know what to do with that, and they would squirm in their chairs or whatever. And even women as well. But now when you say that, people are so much more open and interested in what I do and what many of us do out there. So it's kind of interesting to see the shift, and even the shift for me. Now, my partner Dave is so open to this stuff, and it really amazes me. He listens to Positive Living Radio, and oh my gosh, he even had a tarot card reading recently for the first one in his life, and he was pretty amazed by what came out and how anybody could know so much about him when they had never met him before. So it's really funny. I say to my my apprentice that when you get a newbie, they either fall in love or they run away scared as hell. So anyway, it's sort of just a little joke between us psychics. It's kind of funny, but anyway. So I do want to say hello to the chat room out there. And I hope that you guys enjoy the show tonight. Again, it's just off the cuff. It's really off the cuff. I am going to be on Sunday again at noon. And I think on Sundays, I'm going to try something a little bit different. I think I'm going to add a healing element to the show on Sundays, and I'm going to try to make that a regular part of the show weekly, because there are so many of you guys out there who have requested more meditation, who are requesting healing and so forth, and I would like to make that a regular part of the weekly show, even if we just focus on it for 10 or 15 minutes. I think that would benefit us all. You know, and meditation, I talk about this all the time, week after week. Meditation is so important because it helps you to become centered. It lowers your blood pressure. It raises your vibration. And one thing from students I hear so often is, well, I meditate, but nothing happens. David G. with the Chopra Center says, it's not what happens while you meditate. It's what happens in the other 23 hours of your life. If you notice, if you're not a seasoned meditator, and meditation is new to you, take a note of where you are now in your thinking and how you handle things. For example, say, if something comes up that pushes your buttons, and even if you are a seasoned meditator, if you're a seasoned meditator, then look back, say, on when you started meditating or before that, how you would have handled things now. Did your blood pressure raise? Would you snap back at people? And now, how have you changed as meditating regularly? And if you're a beginner meditator, then this is really something to look forward to, because as you progress in your meditation work, you will find that your life changes around you without you even realizing it. It just happens that way. You become more calm. You tend to be less reactive. And those around you will notice. They'll be like, oh, you know, you've changed. Something is different. I can't quite pinpoint it. It will be because the meditation has helped so much. So we just had a full moon yesterday. And how was that for everyone? This full moon, and we're still in the full moon energy, and this is why I'm bringing it up, because as I said in the beginning of the show, this is a really good time to focus on manifesting what you really want. That being said, the most important part about that phrase, manifest what you want, is to be sure you want what you are really asking for. So imagine what life would be like if you got what you want. We're going to use a house, for example. Say now you're in a relatively small house, a couple of bedrooms, maybe one bathroom or a bathroom and a half, and a little kitchen and a living room, and you want a bigger house. Maybe in the same neighborhood, the same town, and you really focus on getting this bigger home. Oftentimes what happens is the house may manifest, but yet we haven't put thought into the details of what it means when it manifests. So let's say you manifest a home that has 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, a large kitchen, a living room, a sunroom, a patio, a very big landscape yard to take care of. So you've manifested this amazing property and haven't also manifested more income to keep up with the property. Oh, wow. Now what? Something to think about. Another piece is, so now you've had this little, small little house for so long, you know, maybe you've been there for 5 years or 10 years or 25 years. And you've just wanted more room, more room, more room. And you're used to cleaning the house that you have. And you know it takes you so much time. Now all of a sudden you have a house that's 3 times the size. And guess what? It takes 3 times the amount of time to clean. When you are manifesting this new large home, had you thought about that? Most of us don't think about things like that. I've had people who have come to me who have manifested these grand homes and then say, oh my gosh, but I can't afford to keep it now. It never occurred to me that it was going to be so much more expensive to have a home triple the size. So they manifest the home but didn't manifest the income to go along with now the upkeep of the home. I've had the big home before, and I'll never go back to a house big like that again because I spent so much of my time cleaning the darn thing that I didn't have any time to enjoy my days off, which weren't very many. When you have 3 bathrooms, and 3 boys in the house, including my former husband, because he never cleaned up after himself. It was a lot of work to keep up just with the bathrooms, never mind the kitchen and everything else. And then we add the dog and the cat and, you know, you all know what, you know, I'm talking about because we've all dealt with it. And I said, I will never go back to a house, first of all, that has 3 bathrooms again or one that big. Because it just takes too long to clean. One floor alone would take half of the day to clean one floor. And I would have to have enough money to have a maid, which I don't really like that idea. So even if I had the money, and when I do have the money, I put it into things that, you know, I enjoy doing rather than having a bigger house or a bigger yard or whatever. And I have 7 rooms now, which is more than what I need, but I seem to use every room anyway. But it's the right size for me. It's a great size. I don't think I'd want to go any smaller. But think about, the whole point of this is think about what you're manifesting, whether it's something material in your life or if you want to manifest a relationship in your life. Be really clear about what it is you want and what it is that you don't want. And we talked about this last week a little bit with the caller that we had on the line. Whatever you leave out, the universe will leave out. With using the example of my own home, when I manifested this home 14 and a half years ago, I set a big yard with a water view. Well, I got the water view. However, I forgot to say a big flat yard. And I have a big hill that is really difficult to mow the lawn. So be specific about what you're manifesting. Be sure that you know what you want. Be sure you know what the details of what you want will bring. So many of us forget about factoring in to the equation of what we want. Okay, so if you want a Porsche, manifest enough money to have a Porsche. Not just have the Porsche and have it parked in the driveway because you can't afford to drive it because it uses so much gas or needs so much maintenance. Also, manifest the money that goes with it if you don't already have it. So be clear about what you want and what you're manifesting. Be careful now about how you're observing things, whether you're seeing the glass as half full or half empty. And rather than focus on what's missing in your life, focus on what you love about things that you already have in your life. Because what your focus is, what you focus on is what grows. And if you focus on what is missing is going to grow, because where attention flows, where energy goes, attention flows, that's what expands. So if you're thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm missing that I don't have a dishwasher, or I'm missing that I haven't been able to have a vacation in 10 years, or, you know, for example, then guess what? It's going to keep being missing, because when something's missing, it's not there, and the universe is not making it available. So if you believe it's missing, it's going to stay missing. So rather than focusing on what is missing, focus on what you already have. If you want more abundance, be grateful for the abundance you already have. Many of us in the Western culture have more stuff than we need. The average American, when you look at any industrialized nation, most of us have more than we need. And yet, we feel like we don't have enough, or we're missing so much. But when you go and you look at other countries, third world countries, who don't even have adequate drinking water or enough food to eat, when we think about abundance, we think, oh, well, I don't have enough. But yet, if you just look around your home, whether you own your home or you rent it doesn't matter, you probably have more than over 50% of the whole world population. When you look in your refrigerator, if you're listening to me and you have an internet connection, you probably have more food than over 50% of the population in the world. Now, how abundant do you feel? See how just a little perspective shift can change everything? So now you take that feeling and go, wow, that's pretty amazing that I have more than over 50% of the people in the entire world, of a population of 7 billion people. So you have more than over 3.5 billion people. Can you even grasp that number? Really amazing, amazing to think about. So the next time you're feeling like you don't have enough, the next time you feel like you're missing something, the next time you feel like you have lack in your life, I really want you to think about what I've just said. And you will come to a different conclusion that, wow, maybe I have more than I thought. And maybe if I can have gratitude for what I do have, that puts that energy out into the universe. And when you do it falsely, it doesn't work. So if you say, oh, universe, I'm so thankful for what I have, but you don't feel it on a deep level, the universe knows you're faking. So come on, get real with it. Don't fake about it. Get real with it. Challenge yourself to get out of looking at negativity, looking at lack. Find a new place to come into and a new thought pattern, and you will be amazed at how your life can change. New opportunities will knock on your door, opportunities that you would never have thought possible. I have studied with some of the most remarkable people, and I have been so blessed to be able to do that. You know, many of you know that I studied with Colette Baron Reed for a long time, and I met Colette by synchronicity, and I think I may have shared this story before, how I met Colette. I was going through a very difficult period in my life, and I was searching for someone to have a reading with, and I didn't know anybody at the time locally, and I was scanning the internet, and somehow I found Colette, and I really resonated with her, and I called her office for an appointment. I emailed her office for an appointment, and her assistant at the time, Michelle, said that her waiting list was 6 months long. And I thought, oh, my God, I can't wait 6 months. I was in a very fragile mental state at that time. I'd just gone through a terrible breakup, and it really devastated me. And I said to Michelle, please put me on a cancellation list, and if there are any cancellations, I will take any appointment that becomes available. And I put out to the universe that I was open to receiving an appointment as soon as possible. And the next day, Michelle contacted me, and I had an appointment in 2 days. Well, when I got on the phone with Colette, you know, she gave me a fantastic reading, but one thing that she brought up towards the end of the reading was that she was coming to my area in 3 weeks, and she wanted me to come to her show, and she wanted me to come and meet her. So I got a ticket, and I went, and I met her. And it was great. And then, you know, that was sort of that. I went on my way. She went on to her life. And but I never forgot about her. And I never forgot about the difference that she made in my life for me with just that one reading. It was more than I was in counseling at the time also. And I ended up giving therapy to the therapist, paying him for me giving him therapy. And after 10 sessions with him, I said, you know, I think we're done. I got more out of one session with Colette than I did out of 10 with the therapist. But there is a place for therapy. I'm not discounting it. At the time, though, it just wasn't happening for me. So about a year later, I was on Colette's website, and she had a alumni group who had been through several of her courses, where you could do weekly classes with her. And for some reason, her website let me into the alumni group, even though at that point I wasn't an alumni. And I panicked, and I sent a message to her, and I said, oh, my God. You know, your class let me into your group to take the classes with your alumni. And she said, well, that doesn't just happen because, you know, it's a secure site. So obviously you're supposed to be here. So stay. And then I took classes with her for about a year and a half in the alumni group, which I didn't belong in, but obviously I did belong in it. So when you think about that, I put a call out to the universe and said, help, I need real help. And boy, did I get it. And I can't tell you how it's changed my life. And I've had a lot of wonderful teachers in my life. And in meeting Colette, that opened the door to my fabulous teacher and healer, medicine woman, Althea Gray. And I had a long history and relationship with Althea, taking classes with her as well. And her generosity is beyond belief, beyond belief. She is a truly kind and loving, loving soul. So check out Althea's work if you ever have a chance. She's really wonderful. And she comes to New York City a lot, and she does a lot of workshops in New Mexico as well. But the whole thing about this and why I'm talking about it is, again, about manifestation and what do you really want to manifest, because the universe does listen. And if something doesn't appear, then know that it wasn't meant for you and thank your lucky stars that it didn't happen, because it just leaves room and opportunity for something better to come in and something to come along. So be in your truth. Accept who you are. Go within and listen in a loving way, with a loving heart, to that inner voice inside of you about what you want to manifest, what you want your life to look like, most importantly, who you want to be and who you are becoming. Because as you evolve, those around you will notice. And some will come along for the journey and others may not. And that's okay. It's all in their own time. It's all in their own time. Just be open to respecting their values and respecting where they're at. Oftentimes when we get into the holistic arena, we're so excited. We want to share it with everyone, especially those closest around us. And that's all we talk about. And finally, somebody may say, I don't want to hear about this stuff. I'm not interested in Reiki, or I don't want to know about past life regression. And we get offended. So don't be offended. Just take a step back and know that they're not ready yet. It's not their time. Just like myself with the Abraham work. I wasn't ready when it was presented to me at that time in my life. And when I was ready, the material was there, and then I devoured it. Allow people to come along in their own time and space. Love yourself where you're at, and love those around you where they're at. And I can't believe we're out of time for not having a show really planned. We have a minute left. So when I am off Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. I am on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Pinterest. And my website is just my name, plain and simple, www.CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. So please go to my website, share it with your friends, check out my line of all natural bath and body products. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you guys in the chat room. You know who you are. I hope you have a fabulous, wonderful weekend. Stay safe, be well, listen to your inner guidance, and really spend some time thinking about what it is you want to manifest in your life. What do you want your life to look like in 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years? I love you all. Have a wonderful day. I will see you.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align your purpose, everything will feel great.
And pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.